Alaska Congressman Don Young is continuing the call for more icebreakers in the Arctic. Young made his comments yesterday at a markup hearing of the Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. They were working on a bill that would authorize appropriations for a new icebreaker in the Great Lakes. Young supports funding the vessels, but said it's not just the Great Lakes that need more icebreakers. He said the situation in the Arctic is critical.
As the ice in the Arctic Ocean recedes, if it does so, for longer periods during the summer, shipping in the Arctic will increase. With that increased maritime activity, the Coast Guard will need additional ice-capable vessels in the Arctic.
The U.S. has three icebreakers that can be used in the Arctic, but one is out of service in Seattle. Of the other two, the Polar Sea is more than 30 years old, and the Healy was designed mostly for scientific research and can only travel through ice 4.5 feet thick. That's compared to Russia's biggest vessel, which can cut through 9 feet of ice. Russia has 9 icebreakers for Arctic use. Alaska's congressional delegation has pushed for more American icebreakers. Congress has worked on authorizing a study of the Coast Guard's need, but Young says they must move past doing studies and start building new vessels.
We need to get the Coast Guard to stop thinking and start doing. And I hope you'll work with me to address this polar ice breaking needs of the Coast Guard bill this year.
Coast Guard members have told Congress that as traffic increases in the Arctic, icebreakers will increasingly be in demand.